My mind goes back to when Tyler was just born. He was sitting here on the third row, and we didn't have this part of the building here. And I was sitting there beside Patsy and Lana and Keith. And I was holding the little one. He was just a little bitty fella, and it doesn't seem like it's been that many years ago. I wouldn't want to try to hold him tonight. But I know his mother would be proud of him. Yes. And she always wanted to bring the boys up in a way that they would fear God, and in a way that they would love God, in a way that they would know Jesus as a personal Savior. Amen. They've both been saved, and Tyler has been called to preach. But when he was a little four-year-old boy, I've seen him stand on the top step in our back door and preach and tell you, people, you got to get saved or you can't go to heaven. And he would sometimes say he was Brother Moran. And he'd say, you better listen to me because you got to get saved or you can't go to heaven. And well, a little bit strange that he has known for the last couple of years, I guess, that he was going to have to preach. And he told the Lord, he said, if you'll wait till I get out of this barber school and I can quit a job, he said, I'll do what you want me to do. And so the first week that he got out of barber school, he came back to church that night and that day, and he said, well, I've got to tell it. He said, I've got to tell it. And we're very proud of him. Tyler's always been a good man. He's never given us any problems. And I'm very happy that the Lord has called him into his work, and I hope that he will be a great inspiration to other people. And we all love him very much.
I've got a rather lengthy scriptural reading. I hope that you bear with me through this. If you would, turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 24. We'll start out with verse 13. And behold, two of them went that day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered to him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yeah, and certainly women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to sepulture and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though that he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat and ate meat with them, he took the bread, and blessed it, and brake and gave unto them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Now I'd like to stop there and leave that on your minds. When the Lord speaks to us, even today, even though we don't hear it necessarily with our human ears, that we hear it in our hearts. And it does leave a burning sensation. He speaks to the saved. He may tell us things to do, things that he wants done. And he also speaks to the lost and makes them aware of their conditions. As you look at how God speaks to us, you know, as now as it was then, you know, then he would speak in a voice as a Moses. And, you know, in the book of Exodus, as he spoke to Moses from a burning bush and give him instructions and a message to take to Pharaoh to release his people. And Moses done pretty much everything we'd all do. He tried to get out of it. As he spoke to Moses, Moses consented with him, and he got his brother Aaron, I guess, to do the speaking for him. But as you go on and you look through the Bible and all the times that the Lord speaks to people, whether it be through a bush or through one of his angels, it's always left an impression, and they'll write about it. And today, you know, when he speaks to us, it's just... it leaves an impression on your heart. Sometimes you just can't hardly get over it. Sitting in here, sometimes I listen to people testify and talk about how wonderful he's been to them in their lives and the blessings they've had. And it just about tears you up. As I think about how the Lord spoke to me personally, not where I could hear him with my ears or anything, but when he laid on my heart the things that had been laid there, it's left me, I can't really describe it in any way. I guess that's all I've got to say. I'll turn it back over to Brother Miller. I'm sorry if anybody wanted anything longer. It's best I can do for now. Thank you.
Appreciate the message. Thoughts that were shared with us tonight. There was a verse of scripture as soon as he began to preach tonight. I thought about what Jesus said with great assuredness. Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Aren't you glad that the Lord speaks to us? He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Brother Tyler's right. The Lord's still speaking to us today. And he always will speak to his people as long as he leaves us here to do his work. So I appreciate the thought that he shared with us tonight. I'd like to ask Brother Carlock if he would to lead us in another hymn. I'd like to give all of you the opportunity to come up and shake hands with this brother and let Brother Tyler know by this that you appreciate the message tonight too, and that we're going to continue to pray for him, for his ministry, that the Lord would take him and use him. So let's stand and sing and come up. Brother Tyler, if you would, please come out front. And
number six.
We want to have a Christian handshake.
Number six.